This is chapter 11, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. This is the Vatsasura pastime, killing of the demon disguised as a calf, a small baby cow. Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha Vikshya Sid Uttama Priti Rama Madhavayor Nipa. O King Prikshit, when Ram and Krishna saw Vrindavan and Govardhan and the banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the Brijvasis. Soon they grew up and started taking care of calves. Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Balaram took care of agricultural activities with a plow in his hand. Not far from their residence, Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other coward boys and began to tend the small calves, Vatsan, says in verse 38. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes and throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Throw only stones and their tinkling ankle bells. They would play football with bale and amalaki fruits, cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls, and fight with another, roaring loudly and imitating the voices of animals. They enjoyed sporting like ordinary human children. They used to imitate the sounds of the monkeys and cranes and peacocks, swans, cuckoos, bulls and cows. Mom! One day, while Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys were tending calves on the bank of the river, another demon arrived there to kill Krishna. That demon had assumed the form of a calf, Vatsa, Vatsa Rupinam Viksha, to mix in with Krishna's other calves that he was tending. Krishna noticed that demon disguised as a calf entered among the other calves, and he pointed out to Baladev, "Hey, Dao, look at this, another demon has come." Then Krishna, pretending not to understand that the demon had come, slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intentions. He caught the demon by the hind legs and tail and twirled the demon's body so strongly till the demon was dead. He whipped him around and around, and he threw him on the top of a kapita tree, which then fell down along with the body of the demon, who assumed his natural, great, and grotesque form. This fruit, kapita, is called shatbelafal. It is sweet and sour, and everyone likes it because it's so palatable. Upon seeing the dead body of Vatsasura demon, the coward boys exclaimed, "Sadhu, sadhuati, sadhuati. Well done, Krishna. Very good, very good. Thank you." In the upper planetary systems, all the demigods were pleased, and therefore they showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After polishing off that Vatsasura demon, Krishna and Balaram finished their breakfast in the morning and continued taking care of their calves, wandering here and there, just like cowherd boys. Tavatsapalako bhutva sarvalokaika palako Sapratar asho govatsams charayanto bichera tu. Vishnu Chakravarti comments here on this section. He said that this pastime of killing Vatsasura demon took place in Chatikar, because Krishna, of course, appeared in Gokul as the son of Yashoda and Nanda. When he was about 3 years old, or so. They left Gokul, all his Damodar Leela, stealing butter and yogurt, and playing their universal form, Srinivarta demon, and all these demons in Gokul. Then they packed everything in bullock carts, and they moved to Vrindavan from Gokul, the forest of Vrindavan, crossing the Yamuna, which is so beautifully and described in Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapur. But then they came to Chatikar. Everyone knows Chatikar Road, which Krishna Balaram Temple is situated on. And from Chatikar Road, it goes to Govardhan. So on the west side of the Delhi Agra Highway, there's an area called Chatikar Gaon, or Chatikar Village. And Vishnu says that they settled there, and that's where this pastime, where Krishna started taking care of the calves when he was 3 years old. Then he spent 3 years there. Then when he was six, on Gopastami, he started taking care of the cows. At the age of six or seven, Nanda Baba and his clan moved back to Nandagram. Text 35 introduces this pastime to explain how they were in Chatikar. Vrindavanam sampravishya sarvakala sukhavaham tatrachakrur prajavasam shakatir arda chandravat. Shakat arda chandravat means, shakat arda means they made like a half circle, arda chandravat, like Ardha Chandra means half moon. So their shakat means their carts, with their bullock carts, Bailgadis, they made a half circle, and they inside that half circle, and then the other half of the circle was trees and babu trees or whatever, some kind of makeshift wall or fence. So one half of the wall of their community was the joined bullock carts, and the other half was the shrubs and bushes, and in the middle there, in the village, they established a village of Chatikar, which means Shakatkar. And that's where this pastime took place. Vishnu says, text 35 in chapter 11, the Brijvasis, Nanda Baba and his clan, they formed a half circle with their bullock carts and stored all their household goods behind the carts. The front area was left open so that cows could easily come and go. There was no need to make fences around their temporary residence. The inhabitants were encircled by bullock carts, animals, and thorn trees like babu. Although the suitable time at 3 years old, Krishna Swakalena, text 37, Krishna and Balaram started taking care of the calves. Describes their pastimes. Sometimes the boys would use slings, like slingshots, Gilgal. Krishna and Balaram would throw amalaki and bale fruits far away. They would shoot them with their slings. Sometimes they would kick each other with their bangled feet. Covering themselves with blankets, they pretended to be bulls and roared while fighting each other. They would also imitate the swans' and peacocks' voices. So now, text 42, it says, Tam vatsa rupinam viksha Vatsayuta gatam hari darshyan baladevaya shaner mugda ivasadat. Then with a sidelong glance, Krishna informed Balaram, and then, pretending he did not know mugda iva, Krishna approached the demon. Achyuta, the Lord who never falls down, grasped the hind legs of the tail of Vatsasura and threw the demon into the top of a tree to arrange his fall, chuta, or death from the material world. By throwing a demon in the tree, Krishna caused all these wonderful, tasty fruits, kapit fruits, to fall down on the ground for the satisfaction and pleasure of his friends, who immediately ate them. So after killing the demon, they finished their breakfast, continuing to take care of the cows. And Vishnu says in text 45, on that day, Krishna and Balaram, who maintain all living beings throughout the universe, the verse says that, Eka Paliko, became the protectors of the calves. Vatsa Paliko. After taking their morning breakfast, Pratar Aso, Krishna and Balaram played while tending the calves. That sends the pastime of Vatsasura